good morning, Bob.
Bob, how are you this morning?
I am great. I've not seen you in a while.
I know, it's been a while since I've been here.
You've been stunt doubling for me for quite some time now. You're spending more quality time with Mindy than I am.
I know. It's a task I have to do. It's a sacrifice I have to make on your behalf.
And I appreciate everything you give.
Oh, absolutely.
I heard you
It's a pleasure.
I heard you did a great thing with the seniors event.
Oh, it was a senior celebrating seniors.
Celebrating seniors.
It was wonderful.
Racing chairs.
Absolutely.
So what kind of good work are we doing today?
The thing you don't know about me is 90% of the time I eat gluten-free.
No.
Did you know that?
I did not.
90% of the time.
I don't even know what that means, Bob, so I'm ready to learn.
We're going to learn about that because I've invited the guest that actually turned my household into a gluten-free environment, Dr. Burkhart. Welcome, Dr. Burkhart.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Or Dr. Amy, as I like to call her.
So, Dr. Burkhart, you've just really recently opened up a practice that has to do with integrative medicine,
yes,
digestive health, and
yes,
gluten-free, gluten intolerance, and
yes,
celiac disease. Can you tell us a little bit about it, and let's talk about what all of it means?
Sure. I've opened up a practice here, and I do integrative medicine, which is a new field of medicine. We kind of focus on treating the whole patient as opposed to just treating the problem. A large part of my practice focuses on celiac disease and non-celiac gluten sensitivity and other things like irritable bowel and non-specific digestive complaints.
So gluten, you know, it seems like it's a fad, doesn't
it? What is gluten?
Yeah, gluten intolerance.
Is it a hoof? That's what I think.
We keep seeing this gluten-free thing on the menus of restaurants. What does that mean?
Is it Jell-O?
So gluten is a protein that's found in wheat and barley and rye. And I think probably multifactorial as to why you're hearing so much about it recently. It has to do with, in 2003, a big study came out that found that the incidence of what's known as celiac disease was far more common than we really thought it used to be. We were taught when I was in medical school that it was 1 in 10,000, and now we know it's about 1 in 133. And that's one of the big reasons that really started people hearing more about celiac disease and gluten sensitivity.
So what happened a couple years ago, Bob, Heather, my kid's mother, felt like she had the flu, and she got with Dr. Burkhart, and they determined that through blood tests and some other things that she had actually celiac disease.
She does have celiac disease, yes.
And from there, my kids got tested and determined that part of the reason why my daughter was so cranky was because she has gluten intolerance.
Really?
That may be part of it. But it might be all of it.
So it's made a world of difference.
Yes. Yeah, it can make a huge difference in people's life. And the symptoms are so varied. It can be anything from mild headaches to fatigue to something so severe as osteoporosis and cancer.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. What Heather tells me on a regular basis is that this may lead to lots of other problems that happen based on the fact that you're eating gluten and how you're digesting it could lead to other issues.
Right. The longer it goes undiagnosed, the more problems you're going to have in the long run. It sets you up for other autoimmune conditions like thyroid disease, osteoarthritis, osteoporosis, and the longer you go undiagnosed, the higher your risk of getting those other conditions are.
And let's talk a little bit about the difference between celiac and gluten intolerance, because mm-hmm, celiac really requires you to be 100% gluten-free. Because I don't know if you know this, but I used to argue with Heather, well, I think you should be at least 95%. That way, if you ever get touched with gluten, you'll be okay. And she said, no, Dr. Amy says 100%.
I do know you argued about that, but I wasn't supposed to know that. Yes. So there is a difference between celiac disease and non-celiac gluten sensitivity. Celiac disease is an autoimmune lifelong condition, and the only treatment we have at this point is a gluten-free diet for life, strict, 100%, almost equivalent to a peanut allergy. That amount of gluten will make someone with celiac disease sick. There is a new player on the block called non-celiac gluten sensitivity, which is basically the same symptoms as celiac disease, but we've ruled out celiac disease with the appropriate tests. You take out gluten and those people still get well, but they don't have celiac disease. We don't know how careful those people have to be. Some of them, I have some patients with gluten sensitivity that get just as sick as my celiac patients. Others can be a little bit more lenient. We don't really understand what it means at this point.
Now, Bob, I want to put this in context because this is one thing that I don't think most people understand. It's not just about having wheat or barley in your food.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually about also how the food gets prepared.
Yes.
And the surfaces that are involved.
Really?
If you've made a meal with regular bread on the cutting board, and then
right,
you go to make another meal that's gluten-free and use that same cutting board, you run the risk of being contaminated.
You're picking up gluten?
You're picking up gluten.
We're leaving gluten around the kitchen?
It can be that sensitive.
Yeah.
I never even knew gluten. I can't see gluten. I don't know anything about gluten. And all of a sudden, we have to watch out for gluten.
And we've talked a little bit about celiac, but people are adapting this new diet because of health reasons. For generally, they think they feel better. Is that the case?
There are a lot of people who feel better on a gluten-free diet for various reasons, and there's a lot of work being done as to why that is right now. But there is a little bit of a fad component to a certain percentage of the population. But the majority of people who are going to do this long-term are doing it because they feel better off of gluten. The important thing really is that we make sure they don't have celiac disease before we put them on a gluten-free diet, because the treatment, I think, in the long run is going to be very different. We need to really monitor patients with celiac disease. We're not quite sure what we do in the long run with people who have gluten sensitivity.
But overall, people are telling me they feel like they're healthier. And, you know, there's that fad diet that's leaving out all the white things. You know, mm-hmm. You don't do sugar. You don't do wheat.
Flour,
yeah. Right. Is that all connected in some way?
Connected how so?
Connected in that they feel like they're eating healthier by not eating white things, and that really is leaving out the gluten.
So there probably is a component to that. There's probably a certain percentage of people who, just by the sheer fact that they're getting rid of gluten and getting rid of a lot of processed foods, that they feel better because they're cleaning up their diet. The problem is, if you go on a strict gluten-free diet, there's plenty of products out there that are gluten-free that are not the healthiest thing in the world.
Right.
So you're switching one thing for another.
The great thing about it is, because it's become more of a popular thing, the food's tasting better because the other people are getting involved in making us better food, right?
It is. There's a lot better products than there were 10 years ago when I first got involved with this, yes.
And I know your practice involves other things besides gluten. Can you spend just a second talking about other issues that you might have that people might come in?
Sure. Yeah. I deal with a lot of chronic digestive issues like irritable bowel, people who are looking for additional treatment for things like inflammatory bowel, sort of colitis, Crohn's. I have a lot of patients with rheumatoid arthritis, thyroid disease, autoimmune conditions, things that traditional medicine, we aren't perfect at treating, and they're looking for additional therapies to help in conjunction with their traditional medical treatment.
The interesting part is, you know, I work with the senior population and I have two small children. Mm-hmm. What I find to be very interesting is how much diet plays a part of behavior.
I think it's a huge part of behavior, especially in children. I don't think that we know the full connection, but that is a huge part of my practice. I do have a lot of children in my practice, and especially with children, nutrition is a huge component of what I do.
You read my mind, because that's where I was headed. Because you see all ages.
I do.
Right? You see
I do.
Children with issues, and you see adults, and you also see older people.
I do. I see anyone over, I prefer to see patients over the age of 5. I will see people under the age of 5 on a case-by-case basis, but I really want the little ones to have been thoroughly checked out by their pediatrician before they embark on any sort of integrative therapies.
And even though my son's not eating gluten-free, although he eats 90% gluten-free, Dr. Amy's helped him with some vitamins and things to help him have better concentration.
So the whole family's right. Going gluten-free.
Yeah. Well, 90%.
Now, let me ask you. Hold on, Dr. Amy?
Yes.
Do you eat gluten?
I don't. I have celiac disease.
You have celiac disease.
Do.
I was hoping you didn't, so I could just find out if gluten is gluten good or bad. I mean, is it something we need to avoid? If we're fine, if we're just regular, we don't have celiac, can we eat gluten?
I think you can eat gluten. If it doesn't cause problems for you, there's no proof at this point that says that everyone should be on a gluten-free diet if it's not creating issues for them. So go ahead and eat gluten.
So eat gluten.
Yeah.
But you happen to be a doctor for celiac disease, and you happen to get it.
I do. Yeah.
But you were a doctor before you. Did you
I
know?
Was.
Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Well, I was a dietitian first, so I had a strong nutrition background. Then I was a doctor. Then I went through and got my medical degree and then did a fellowship in integrative medicine. And then somewhere along that road, I was diagnosed with celiac disease in conjunction with 8 of my family members.
Wow. Physician, heal thyself.
But
yes.
You know what happens is the universe works that way.
It does. Right. No, yeah, case in point,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly. This is a
cool?
Perfect case in point of that. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. Because she can talk firsthand as to what's going on and understand and relate to the people she's seeing.
And have the information you needed for yourself as well.
Yes.
Win-win.
It helped my family. Yes.
So if a listener's listening today and they want to make contact with you, how would they go about doing that?
The easiest way is to give my office a call. And the phone number there is 707-927-5622. 707-927-5622.
And I wanted to say personally thank you, because you've had a major impact on my world, and I really appreciate
welcome.
All that you've done, and now let's get more people to you so you can help more families.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you very much.
And Bob, it's over to you, man.
Always a pleasure, Bob. Thanks, Dr. Amy. You made my morning.
Great. Thanks for having me.